Esports, or organized video game competitions, are growing in popularity at colleges and universities across the country. Two schools in New Hampshire, Southern New Hampshire University and New England College, now have teams. NHPR's Peter Biello attended an esports practice at New England College in Henniker to find out why the online sport has so much appeal.
It's a Wednesday afternoon at New England College, and about 20 students are gathered in front of computers in the newly outfitted esports arena, a small room in the school's student center. The students are on the college's new esports team, and right now they're getting ready to start a video game during their practice. Among them is freshman Trent Lyon.
We can set up on top of bridge.
Lyon is from just outside Dallas, and he's the first student at New England College to receive a scholarship to play esports.
My parents were astounded that I got a scholarship to actually play video games in college because they thought that I would just be playing video games in college on the side, but now it's like a main part of my college.
Lyon is on the Overwatch team. Overwatch is a team-based first-person shooter video game. And while video games like Overwatch and Fortnite are typically associated with the stereotype of the lazy slacker, Trent Lyon doesn't see it that way.
When you play tournaments against these things, it's a lot of times a lot like actual sports. With communication and just the practice that goes into it. So you kind of have to know what goes on behind the scenes before you just judge a team for playing video games all the time.
It is just as competitive, if not more competitive, than some sports.
That's Trent's esports coach, Tyrell Appleton. Appleton says he knows this because he played varsity basketball and soccer at College of St. Joseph in Vermont before taking up esports professionally. Appleton says he played video games competitively for years, but it wasn't until two of his esports teammates died that he started taking the whole thing more seriously.
So once they passed, my promise to them was that this gaming thing can blow up.
He began competing in high-profile tournaments and even secured some sponsorship deals. In the past few years, Appleton has watched esports grow from a niche market to a spectacle that can fill massive arenas like Madison Square Garden. And he says he's optimistic about the sport's future.
It'll be in the Olympics one of these days.
In the meantime, Appleton designs his practices so his players can build the skills he says are necessary to excel at esports. Like, for example, concentration. The team tries to play online chess while tuning out the sounds of a crying baby. Next is communication.
Let's pick the comms up.
That's coach talk for talk to each other. Now they're back to playing Overwatch. And because they're navigating the same video game world together, Appleton says the more they communicate, the better they do as a team. Then,
all right, jumping jacks.
Exercise down at the gym. Appleton says increased blood flow means better concentration. The players work out 3 times a week, once as a full team. This team is still new. It was formed after tryouts were held in January. For New England College, the esports program has been a major initiative. Only about 130 schools in the country have esports teams. Michelle Perkins, president of the college, told me she saw value in being an early adopter.
I think first and foremost, we think about the benefit to our students, and it's an extracurricular activity. We call it a sport, but it's not part of our athletics program, but it has the characteristics of a sport, and it's fun. And it also ties in well with a number of our majors. We just introduced game design a couple years ago. Esport really blends with all of that very well.
Have you seen it help with enrollment?
We have thousands and thousands of applications, but we know for certain that these students have called us or inquired in some way to say, I've heard about your esports program, I'd like to learn more about your college. So we know that there are several hundred at least that we can clearly identify as having found us because they heard of esport.
Overall, Perkins says the $60,000 spent on the arena and the gaming equipment was fairly minimal, because if just 10 students decide to attend NEC because of esports, that's a pretty big return on investment. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.